They're stuck because they're spinning their wheels. They gotta stop spinning their wheels because the overwhelm is killing them. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Satoru Mateo with a new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. A lot of our clients come to us because they're spending a lot of money on marketing and development to grow their business. And it's working really well, and they just want it to work better, and they want to optimize and move further faster. I love that, right? It's great. But usually, they're spending a lot of money on training and development, like hiring expensive consultants, and they're using a very tactical approach, hoping for it to work, but it's usually not working that well anymore. And typically, the biggest issue is they're spinning their wheels. They've got too many moving parts and they're overwhelmed. Which reminds me of when I first started building my elite consulting business. I wanted to grow quickly so I could build a strong brand and have my wife and kids at home. And at the time, I was trying to make money online so I wouldn't be constrained by a location. I was buying into the laptop lifestyle fantasy, right? And that it was going to be so easy. And I was doing everything myself. I really wanted my wife to be able to stay at home so she could do what she really wanted to do, which was being a mom and be with our kids. I was struggling because I wasn't making any money online. All of our clients came to us through recommendation, which in a sense is great because it shows the quality of my work. And so I appreciate that. But I wanted more freedom. I wanted more flexibility. So I started a blog. And after a while, people started to connect with me through my blog, asking me if they could work with me. So I would get on the phone with them and I would listen to what they were going through. And if I felt it was a good fit, they would become a client and I would start helping them. The problem was that the flow of clients was too far in between. I mean, I did charge premium to work with me, so one client could sustain us, right, for a couple months. But still, I felt like I was on an income roller coaster, okay? That was not so much fun. And I was working all the time. When my family had amazing picnics on the beach in Malibu, I was working. You know, beautiful Sunday playtimes in the park, I was working. And I felt I was slaving away without getting to enjoy my family. And what made it feel even worse was that I had promised my wife the American dream. I had moved us from Sweden to the US, away from her family, and here I was not being able to live up to the promise, the dream that I had painted for her. And so I felt like a failure as a husband and a failure as a dad. Now, after pushing and pushing for way too long without rest, I got sick. The overwhelm, the stress, the lack of sleep, trying to juggle all the demands I put on myself was killing me. I had intense stomach pains. I had heartburn. My eyes were burning because I was up all night. And still, you know, waking up early because, you know, kids make noise, right? I went to doctors. I had x-rays. They put tubes down my throat to check my intestines. Not a good thing. It didn't feel good at all. And they couldn't find anything. Nothing was wrong, according to them. They couldn't see anything, but I could feel it. You know what I mean? And hitting the wall this way had me suddenly question everything. I remember doing a teleseminar to promote an event I was scheduled to do in Sweden. I was going to travel from the US right to Sweden. And I sold nothing. I mean, I was in so much pain. Luckily for me, I'm a pretty smart man. I mean, I teach this stuff, right? So I sat down and I did an intervention on myself. I did the event that I had been promoting to the people who had already bought tickets. It was a 3-day event in Stockholm. The moment I hit the stage, the pain went away. And I felt like I was home. It was me and the participants. And that's when it became crystal clear to me that the secret was precision. Because precision is the key to dominating your business. Precision is the key to success in life, in business, to being a successful father, a husband, and being a world influencer. I had forgotten what my strength was. I had forgotten what I loved, what I valued most. I had tried to do and be everything. I was trying to be the marketing department, sales department, customer service department. I was doing tech, copywriting, video editing, content creation. I was the talent delivering the content and trying to be a family man. Hello, right? It became very clear to me that if I wanted to be the best version of me, if I wanted to successfully grow my business and have a real impact in the world, I had to remove the friction. I had to remove distraction. I had to remove everything that was going to slow me down. This showed me that I had been overworking my brain and lost perspective on my true gift. I missed what really would move the needle. I had bought into the illusion of multitasking, multifocusing, and thinking that if I did more, I would achieve more. I had bought into the lie, which a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners do, right? You sleep when you're dead. That kind of attitude. Hustle, 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 right? Wrong. I was just ineffective on multiple levels. I had the delusion, I just need to push harder. And what I realized and what I learned working with clients is that giving people more knowledge, more skills to help them be successful was not helping them. I had to help remove overwhelm. I had to simplify and take them out of the whirlwind and the distractions. And I really had to help protect their focus. You see, you need to stop focusing on going wide and doing more. Stop spinning a million plates in the air and start narrowing down your focus. You got to be more like a sniper and engaged in precision. So I started looking at everything that would distract me, anything that would bog me down, overwhelm me, and I asked myself, what pulls me away from being efficient? What makes me unprofitable? What sucks my energy? What's meaningless and not aligned with my values? And I wrote it down, and I started removing stuff. After I did that, I started making money again. I started serving my clients better, and I enjoyed my time with family without the guilt of thinking, I'm not doing enough. Suddenly, I moved faster. It accelerated my business instead of slowing it down like I thought it would. So I made a plan. And my plan was to do this with other entrepreneurs and business owners because I noticed that a lot of them were struggling with the same stuff. I started a group of 12 entrepreneurs, doctors, experts in multiple fields where I taught them how to accelerate their growth. Some of them started getting results right away, which is really exciting. One of the women in the program, she 10x'd her income in 30 days. Others were resisting to follow the lead, right? They insisted on doing it the old way. And I literally had to kick them out of the group. I initially started a group with the intention of doing it only for 90 days. But it was so cool to see the growth process, so I extended it to a year. And it was great. I mean, I loved it. Through this program, we created multiple best-selling authors, digital products that people could buy online, coaching programs. Some people would charge like $7,500 for something. They'd never done that in their whole life. And a few completely changed direction of their life and their careers. And it was really, really cool. I loved it. I didn't stop there, though. I then started implementing the work with all my other private clients. And after that, I did it with larger companies to fine-tune, let's say, sales processes and marketing processes, team building and growth strategies. And it was amazing to see how we worked with entrepreneurs, doctors, small and large businesses, and even with families. But there was still a problem. And even after all that, things were not really perfect. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of our clients were so stuck in their old ways of thinking and distracted, so caught up in the whirlwind of other people's demands. I had business owners that wouldn't respect their team's effort to stay focused, that they literally would just barge in and demand attention whenever they wanted. That's crazy. And some of my badass entrepreneurs would be bombarded with a million sales messages, right? Every day, I mean, they would go to conferences and buy a bunch of stuff that sounded really good, but did not pan out the way they thought it was, so they got stuck, looking busy and mistaking that for achievement, which is very common. Even with their best of intentions, they were trying to solve their problem with an old way of thinking. I ended up getting so frustrated, I decided to build a system, a timeless system built on principles, because principles are very different than some cool tip or hack for the moment. You know what I mean? I wasn't interested in selling some new shiny thing. I wanted to genuinely help my clients in a way that would make it easy to support them in the growth, both personally and professionally. And we chose to call it precision-based growth. I thought if I can create something that will remove friction, accelerate growth, and put entrepreneurs and business owners in the driver's seat of their business, it will give them the life they want, the marriage they want, the family they want, and ultimately, leave the legacy they want. I can now take any individual, any entrepreneur, or business owner, and in less than an hour, know exactly with total certainty where they're stuck, give them a precise roadmap on how to fix it, increase revenue, remove overwhelm and distractions from their life, so they can be a highly functioning human being again. Pretty cool. And I'm not saying this to brag. I initially created this for me. But after thinking about this and getting some deeper thoughts on why I got into this to begin with, it became very clear to me. I want to end human suffering. Now, I may sound like a lofty goal, right? I'm not stupid, thinking that I'm going to do that on my own, but I want to give it my contribution, my best shot at it. And I want to know I had a hand in it in some way. Does that make sense? After creating precision-based growth, I was not only able to grow faster, let my wife continue to be a full-time mom, and be able to homeschool our kids, I was also able to have a bigger impact in the world, because I can now move faster with more simplicity. Is that making sense? And in the end, all this means I now have the freedom to hang with my family and not be dominated by all the craziness. Here's the thing. In any market with too many moving parts, nothing becomes important and everyone feels overwhelmed, overworked, and stuck. And as a result, growth stagnates. And if you take this to your personal life, same thing there, right? If you have too many moving parts in your family, in your personal life, same thing's gonna happen. Here's what I want you to do. Imagine for a moment a target with a bullseye in the center. So you got a target, right? And you want to achieve all these important goals, right? You want more clients, more revenue, more profitability. You want a strong team. You want to decrease expenses. You with me? And let's say you do this for your personal life. Same thing there, right? You want to have stronger health. You want to feel more productive. You want to have a deeper intimacy, more connection with your family. You know what I mean, right? All important. But how do you stay focused when you have all these distractions, disruptions, demands, and you're being pulled in all kinds of directions? You with me? Right? You got phone calls, texts, social media. You got a minute kind of questions? You know what I mean? Right? So if you're literally trying to hit the target and you're being pushed and knocked out of focus, how's it going to go? What are the odds you'll hit the target? Not very high. So here's what's going on. If your sales are down or stagnant, right? If your competition is getting too close and your growth feels like it's plateauing, probably the reason why is because you're spinning your wheels and you have too many moving parts, right? You're stuck in the whirlwind of the day-to-day. And maybe for you, I don't know, maybe it's like a tornado, right? I don't know. Anyway, everybody's focused in the center, the bullseye, right? They're like, hey, we should grow faster, we will work harder, hustle more. But they're all scattered, chasing every new shiny idea. Of course, nobody likes to see that or admit it, but isn't that true? Let me ask you something. Which is more important here? Staying focused on what matters or trying to please everybody else's demands? That's right, focus on what matters, right? If we know that staying focused on what matters is the key to accelerated growth, doesn't it make logical sense to remove unnecessary and disruptive moving parts? Of course it does. Let me ask you something. What would you rather have? A focused, deliberate, and elite-performing team that can produce predictable success, or a scattered, unfocused team that is being reactive, going after every new thing pulling for their attention? Clearly, right, we're smart people, we would much rather have focus and deliberate success, right? So the question becomes, how do you accomplish that? The secret is called precision-based growth, right? I haven't hammered this enough, right? But listen. Don't worry about the word precision. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to be micromanaging everything. It's the complete opposite. Precision gives you freedom. It gives you flexibility. It makes you playful. It allows you to move faster and accelerate your growth and wealth. It's not going to cost you more. It will reduce your cost. So here's how it works. Phase one, get clear. It's all about clarity. We identify your core values and most relevant targets that are aligned with what you're after. So once we know your values, then we ask the question that is really, really important. If every area in my business remained the same, what one area would accelerate the growth of my business most? Right? If you think that, take that to your personal life, right? Right? If every area in my family, if every area of my health remained the same, right? What one area would accelerate the growth the most? And then we go a little bit deeper. We say, okay, what are all the key activities that are distracting, disrupting, and demanding my time that if removed will make me more productive, make me more money, and provide me with the most energy? And finally, what we ask is, what do we need to either eliminate, delegate, outsource, or schedule so we can focus and move more efficiently? Now, when you have the answers to those questions, you use those answers to slim down and remove and simplify your business and your daily activities so you can accelerate your growth with precision. And we do the same with your personal life. Is this making sense? Are you getting this? Phase two in precision-based growth is execute, right? It's about taking actions, execution. How do you implement the most effective, the most efficient, let's say in business, the most efficient messaging, the best packaging, the best positioning? How do you create irresistible offers, the most precise, effective sales process that guarantee that your best buyers will know you are the most trusted advisor, that you are the most preeminent authority and go-to expert in your field? Are you getting this? Is this making sense? We want to make sure that when you do this, you and your team know how to influence every conversation, every interaction, and you'll be able to help answer your best buyers, your best clients' questions that they have, right? And you become a master of creating new business, right? And this is why it's critical that you protect your time and have your team do the same, right? Same thing happens with your private life, right? So now, how do you strategically and tactically start implementing the most precision-based activities? It's very simple. Once we strip away all unnecessary, unwanted, and low productive, unprofitable activities, we move into phase three, optimize. And here's where most companies and individuals fail, right? You gotta be relentless in engaging your team or yourself, depending on what you wanna achieve, right? And develop deliberate habit-forming activities to make sure you and your team are constantly elevating your thinking, your skills, and processes to achieve consistent and sustainable growth in the midst of outside demands. It is a very, very simple concept, and it's extremely powerful. Now, here's what's great. Most of your competitors, actually 80%, don't even know their goals, and their teams have no clue. They're just caught in the whirlwind, being reactive and doing the day-to-day stuff. But the ones having the biggest growth are doing this. This is where the money is. See, if you don't want to burn out yourself or your team, you want to do this. You see, your competition is stuck in the storm, fighting to keep their head above water. If you want to really grow your business and really outperform your competition, the money, it's in the bullseye. The money's right here, right there, right in the center. Focused on precision-based growth. The leader and teams that are doing everything with precision and narrowing down their focus, stripping away all the fluff and unnecessary distractions, win big. Listen, if you don't simplify your business, if you don't simplify your life and focus on precision growth, you're guaranteed to complicate it and stagnate. Remember, precision-based growth equals exponential growth. I hope you found today's episode helpful and you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. If you know somebody that might find this helpful, please feel free to share this episode, share this podcast, and if you loved it, I definitely would appreciate a 5-star review. Until next time, stay focused and keep optimizing your business for massive growth. Talk to you in the next episode.